Shim Benana Somer Porson or Shogdi Al Gabi Shade the Table Migdal Shahas Benasaur Kaur Mikneshu Mechare. You're allowed to put a piece of leather over a closet that got caught on fire in order that the fire shouldn't spread, and when it hits the skin, it just singes it. It doesn't, what's it called, doesn't burn. The ocean, the pizza, the full akelim, bein malayim, bein rikonim, and you're allowed, if there's a fire, to make a fire line with kalim, that whether they're full of water or not full of water, the shvil shlo tavar had lake, and in order that when the fire hits them, it'll stop, or that the kalim will break, and the water will what's it called, will put out the fire. Rabbi Yossi Oser b'chli cheres chadashim maleim mayim l'fi she'en yichol mekabla sa'ur v'hem isbakin v'chabin es adleika. Rabbi Yossi says if they're new chli cheres that are full of water, you're not allowed to use them to put out the fire because they definitely will break and put out the fire, and that's called gram kibui. You're indirectly causing the fire to go out. Or shel gedilach, wet leather that won't put out the fire, it'll just singe the it'll stop the fire from spreading. Okay. Mitneshu macharich min ha'ur, right? It singes. It doesn't, what's it called? The eno nisraf. It doesn't get burnt. Mitokachu megin ateva. That way it'll protect the thing that's on fire. Bein malei mayim, she'enim yichol mekabu koach ha'ur, mitneshu chadoshim. Since they're new, they'll break under the heat of the fire, and the water will come out and put out the fire. And that's called gram kibui. Omer of Yehuda Amarav, talis she'achas bo ha'or mitzad echad nosim aleha mayim mitzad acher. You have a talis that's on fire, so you're allowed to put water on the other side of the talis. V'imkotsa kotsa, and if it when it hits the water, it goes out. It goes out. Meisvei talis she'achas bo ha'or mitzad echad poshta umiskase ba v'imkotsa kotsa, talis that got on fire, so you can unfold it and put it on, and if it goes out, it goes out. Not that what's it called, that it's a psikresha. It's what's it called, even if it is a psikresha, it's a shalokadera. It's not the way normally putting it out, and therefore what's it called, you're allowed to do that. The chen sefer Torah shochas bo ha'or poshto v'korei bo v'mkovakov, can open it up and read from it. The shaila whether you're allowed to have kavana to put it out or not, like we said, it could be that even you can have kavonets, shlokederech. And because of the Sefer Torah, because of the problem of the fire, they allowed you to do this. Or it's talking, we don't have kavonet, you have kavonet mamish just to wear it. You have kavonet to read it. And it's not a psikresha, and it's dover shenem
muskav. Sorry, the idea is the talus is on fire and you can put it on?
Yeah, you, what's it called? You put it out, and while you'll do that, it'll go off. It'll go out. It's not just a little bit on fire. Right, and to stop the fire, instead of shaking it, putting it out, you put it on, and as you unfold it, put it on, it'll go out.
Right.
Take it off. No, say take it off. The Gemara didn't have to tell you to take it off, it didn't go out. Okay. Who? The Omer Krib Shimon Benanis. So he holds a Krib Shimon Benanis that you can't put water on the other side of the thing to make it go out. That's gram kibui. But here it's dover shena miskaven, and it's not a psikresha, and the mele it's okay. Where it says ema domer of shim benanis v'neshu mecharich gram kibui mi omar, right? What's it called? That's right. If shim benanis says that you can, that gram kibui is okay. So who is the one, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who said you can put water mamish on the other side? Right, who does he go like? He goes like the Tanakam, Rav Shimon ben Anas. Where he says, no, even Rav Shimon ben Anas didn't say that you can be goring, that you go out, just that it's, what's it called, that it singes when it hits that ore. That doesn't make it go out. It just protects the thing that's on fire. In, he says, you know, Rav Shimon ben Anas said the Therish that even Gram Kibui is mutter. Midiktoni Sefer, Rav Yossi Oser, Bekli Cheresh HaKadoshim Leimayim. Rav Yossi holds that it's Oser to use new earthenware kalim to make the firewall because because they can't stand the heat, the hamis bakin, and they'll surely break, and that's gram kiboy, mechlal, the Tanakama Shari. Tanakama says you can do it with all kelim, including new ones that are surely going to break. So since only an indirect causing of putting out, that's okay. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah is called a gram kiboy is mutter, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who said that you're allowed to put water on the other side of the talus that's on fire, so when the fire hits there, it'll go out, is also only gram kiboy. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Huda Amar Krib Shimon, the Shari Lakuve Gleika or Gedi. If Shimon holds, you're allowed to hold back the fire by putting a hide of a goat on the thing that's on fire. So Mara says, that's Moriah, that doesn't put out the fire, that just inhibits the fire. But putting water on the other side, or putting kalim full of water, that puts out the fire. Gram kibui ki hai gav mikshmagia lamayim ukava. Gram kibui is where you put something that will cause the fire to go out, indirectly. Mi omer dil mahadik tani masnisim v'olsa mechitza b'chol ha-kelim la b'chadoshim ha-misbakim komer. Maybe when Rav Shimon ben Ana said you can make a mechitza with all kelim, he didn't mean kelim that are full of water that can break. The Gemara says, no, he meant all kelim. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ner sh'al gabi tavla. You have a ner. Normally a nair is oil with a wick and a crucible with oil. Sometimes a nair could be a wax candle. In the Gemara, most of the time nair is with oil. So you have a nair that's on a table. Menairus atavla v'hinofeles. Dimkotsa kotsa. You can, and you want, for some reason, it's presenting a danger or whatever, so you can shake the table, and the nair will fall off, and if it goes out, it goes out. Lechora, it's not only a... So the idea is you're not intending to put it out, and it's not a psikresha. It could still remain on. So it's a dover shena muskav, it's not a psikresha. The only problem is, if it's a oil candle, then automatically you're going to be over kibui, because when you take the oil away from a wick, right, that in itself is kibui. Putting oil into a burning candle or taking oil out is kibui. So it's impossible that the shemen shouldn't move away from the wick when you throw the candle off the table.
Why is the double shemen covering if that's exactly what he's trying
to do? No, because he doesn't care if it goes out or it doesn't go out. I just want it off the table. I don't care if it goes out. As long as it's off the table, it's fine with me. It's presenting a problem to the tavla. That's all. I don't want to put a candle out. I want to get it off of where it is. That's all.
Before
it's all there, it moves away from the thing. Once you shake the thing up, it moves away from the tshila, or it pours out.
And
the wick's not on the floor. The wick could be still in the thing. Inevitably, some oil is going to spill out. That's all. If the candle doesn't transfer to the floor, what's it called, intact, that's a pretty... Okay, let's go. Okay. Amrei Devei Rav Yanai, Lo Shonu Ela B'Shocheya. That's only where you forgot the candle on the table. Al Meiniach, when you put the candle on the table, the Kavana, before Shabbos, and you intended to keep it there the whole Shabbos, Nasev Basas L'Dover Ha'aser, then the table's Mukta. You're not allowed to shake the table because the table is Mukta. It becomes a Basas L'Dover Ha'aser. Rashi. Ner Dolek Krushal is a crucible. Ela B'Shachach, the Shachem V'Yom Ala Tavla Shlomi Das. You left it there by mistake. Avomeiniach Nasev Tavla Basas L'Dover Ha'aser V'Asla Talkula K'dei L'Nara. You're not allowed to move the table either. The table itself becomes Mukta. So then you can't do this. Tana, nor ner shachore hadeles, poseach v'noel kedarko. You have a candle, and behind the door. See, 1 second, there are about three ways of learning this Gemara, but right, we'll never learn just Rashi. If we have time, we'll go back. If not, then we'll just learn the Rashi. Ner shachore hadeles, you have a ner that's in the back of the door, poseach v'noel kedarko. You're allowed to open and close the door normally. Vimkovsa kovsa. And if it goes out, it goes out. Again, your kavan is to open the door. You're not dafka interested in the candle going out. You're letting the wind in or out, and it's what's called, could put out the candle, but it's not a psikresha. So therefore, what's it called? It's mutter. Your intention is to open the door, not to put out the candle. It doesn't have to put out the candle. It's a regular case of ena miskav, with a, not a psikration. Layit ala rav. Rav cursed somebody who did such a thing. Amr le ravina le ravacha bere de rava. V'amri la ravacha bere de rava le ravashi. My time alayit ala rav. Why did Rav curse somebody who does this? Ilay mishum de rav sover le krib Yehuda v'tanek tani le krib Shimon. Because Rav holds a krib Yehuda dover shena miskavin, even without a psikration's osir. And the Tana, who said this, holds like Rav Shimon, that Dover Shein HaMaskav without a Pesik Reisha's mutter, Mishum the Rav Sover like Rav Yehuda, called the Tani Rav Shimon Melech Layitle. Because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, if somebody holds like another sheet that you curse it, the other person held like a different opinion. Right? So it's a legitimate other opinion, Rav Shimon. Amri Lei, Bahafi Rav Shimon Moda. Now, Rav held that in this situation, even Rav Shimon would be Moda, because it's impossible to open the door and close the door, even normally, without the candle going out. It's a psikration. The Omar, the Habayi Varava, Damri Tarvayu, Moder of Shimon, psikration of Lo Yomus. Right? And therefore, what's it called? It's very, very probable that the candle is going to go out if you open the door or close the door if it's opposite the, with the wind that comes in. Rashi. Anybody who paskins that you're allowed to do this, Rav cursed. Krib Yehuda, the Omer Dover Shein HaMaskavin Osir. The reason is because Rav holds like Krib Yehuda, that Dover Shein HaMaskavin is Osir, right? Why would he curse somebody who holds like Krib Shimon? He says, no, but Sikresha, Vahachinami HaRuach Mechabei. Over here, either it's for sure going to happen or it's pretty close to being sure that it's going to happen. Okay. Omer of Yehuda, Poseach Adam Delis Keneged Madura B'Shabbos. You're allowed to open a door that is opposite a fire. You have a bonfire in your house, a fireplace. You're allowed to open the door. So, layit ala abaya, and abaya cursed anybody who passes and says you're allowed to open a door opposite a fireplace. The mayaskin, ilay mabaruch mitsuya, my time of deman, da'asa. If it's talking about a normal wind, normal winds, you don't usually put out the fire, nor do they make the fire burn better. It's a normal wind. It's not going to make mavir, it's not going to make the fire burn better, or put it out for sure. Right? So then why should anybody hold it saucer? Ibaro Shainamatsuya Sakam, when you open the door, there's an unusual wind that comes in, a strong wind, my time of the Mandashari. What's the reason of the one who says it's mutter? Either it's going to put out the fire or it's going to make it burn bigger, right? It's going to give it more oxygen. Right, and make it burn better, which is mavir. La'olam baruch mitsuya, mar sover gazrin, or mar sover lo gazrin. No, what's it called? It's talking about a normal wind. Taka, a strong wind, you wouldn't be allowed to do it according to everybody. But a normal wind, the shaila is, are we gozer opening the door opposite a fireplace for fear that there may be, people will open it even when there's a strong wind outside, and therefore we ask her even when there's a normal wind, or no, when there's a normal wind, you can open it. Just when there's a strong wind, you shouldn't open it. Rashi. Keneged hamadura, the apple piece of ruach minasheves umavir ha'or. Even though the wind will blow in and fire up the fire, make it burn better. My time of the manda osur ain't derech lahavir baruch mitsuya. It's not the derech to make a fire burn better with a regular normal wind. The lo psikreishim lo yomos is not a psikreishim. Could be it will fire up the fire, could be it won't. And your intention is not to fire up the fire. Your intention is to open the door. Okay. Osim mechitza. L'meima the Rabbanan sabri gram kibui mutter. Reb Yossi sober gram kibui osu. Comes out the Rabbanan, who is Reb Shimon ben Anas. They call him the Rabbanan. And therefore, post can bring out that we pass him like Reb Shimon ben Anas, because he is called the Rabbanan here, mashma, that he has a din of the Tanakama. That's a rabbin that has the halachas like him. So gram kibui, the way our Mishnah is, would be mutter. Right, and Rabbi Yossi holds that gram kibui is asur, we hear differently, the opposite, that when it comes to gram, Rabbi Yossi held it's mutter, and the Tanakam and the Rabbanan held it's asur. The Tanya, osim mechitza bekelim rekonim, uvim meleim, shein darkon lishtaver. Right, you're allowed to make a mechitza, a firewall, right, with kelim that are either empty, which will only stop the fire, but not cause it to go out, or if they're full of water, if they won't break. So again, they'll just stop the fire. They won't put out the fire. Be'elu maleim shein darkon lishtaber. What are kelim that are full, that don't break? Kli matkas, the metal kelim. But now other kinds of kalim will either burn, and then the water will come out, or they'll break, and the water will come out. Rav Yossi Omer, af kli kfar shichin, u kli kfar chananya, ein darken lishtar. Rav Yossi says, even these kinds of kalim, they're not made out of metal, but they're made out of earthenware, but they're very strong, and they won't break either. So he says, not only metal kalim can you can also use these kind of kalim too. So the chara comes out, that what's it called, that Rav Yossi says over here that you can only use kalim that won't break, right? And therefore, gram kibui, one second. The moral over here is what's it called? Af klei kfarsif and klei kfarchananya ain't darkon lishtaber, but they could break. And still, he holds that if they break, there's no problem because gram kibui is mutter. That's how the Gemara is learning it now. That the Tanakhama holds you can only use metal kalim because gram kibui is also. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you could even use other kalim because gram kibui is mutter. The chitema epuch masnisa. Rabbi Yossi, the Braisa, the Devrayim Kamer, changed the Mishnah around, and the Rabbi Yossi said what Rav Shimon ben Anna said, and Rav Shimon ben Anna said what Rabbi Yossi said. So Rabbi Yossi is the one in the Mishnah who holds that gram kibui is mutter, right? And in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi is not saying that he holds it's osur. He holds, even according to you, that gram kibui is osur, and you can only use kalim that won't break. It's not necessary to use metal kalim. You could use even these kalim, they won't break. But I hold you could use any kalim, because if it breaks, it's no problem. But even you who say that it can't be kalim that'll break, you don't have to limit yourself only to metal kalim. So Mar says, Mimotzis Akhtisla, how could you change around the Mishnah, right, and say that Rav Yossi is the one who holds that gram kibui is mutter, and Rav Shimon holds that gram kibui is osur, the Homer Rabba Bar Tachlifa Mishmei Durav, man tan the gram kibui osur Rav Yossi. We have a favorite. The Rabba Bar Tachlifa said the name of Rav, that the one who holds a gram kibui is osur is Rav Yossi. So that Mishnah is a bona fide Mishnah, the way that it's said. So you can't change around the Mishnah. Elala Olam Lo Sepul. Shouldn't change it around. So what's the Braisa? Braisa Kula Rav Yossi. The Braisa goes 100% like Rav Yossi. The Chesurei Mechzer, and it's missing some words that make it clear that if you have those words, you're allowed to make what's it called a mechitza only with either empty kalim or kalim that are full but won't break. The elu hein kalim shendark lishtaber, and these are the kinds of kalim that won't break. Kli matachos ukli kfar sichin ukli kfar chananya nami ein dark lishtaber. All of it is Rav Yossi. There's no argument over here. Rav Yossi isn't adding something to the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi is mentioning the kinds of kalim that won't break in addition to metal ones. That's the Shur. Rav Yossi Omer, af klik far sichin, klik far chananya, ain't darken lishtaber. Because the whole thing is Rav Yossi, and the whole thing holds that you can only use kalim that won't break if they're filled with water, because gram kibui is also. The Rami d'Rabbanan ad Rabbanan, Rami d'Rav Yossi ad Rav Yossi. Now we're going to bring a stira. The Rabbanan come out hold that gram kibui is mutter, and Rav Yossi holds gram kibui is osur. Now we're going to bring a contradiction that the Rabbanan are going to hold gram kibui is osur, and Rav Yossi is going to hold it's mutter, or grama is mutter osur, not kibui. The Tanya, Harishahoya Shem Kosev Lo Abasaro, a person had a Shem Hashem written on his skin, Yudke Vavke, written on his skin. Hareza Lo Yirchatz Velo Yasuch Velo Yamid Makamay Tinofer. He can't wash or put on oil, because he's going to race Shem Hashem. There's an isser of what's called of racing Shem Hashem. And he can't stand in a place where you're not allowed to mention Shem Hashem, because it's a bazillion for Shem Hashem to be in such a dirty place. So you can't stand in a dirty place, and you can't wash it. Nizdam lo tvila, shel mitzvah. What if he has to go be togel? Right? He's a Valkyrie, he's a Tomei, and he has to go be togel. Korech ole hagemi. He puts some kind of rubber, not really rubber, but whatever it is, put something over it that's watertight, so won't erase, the name of Hashem won't be erased, the Yorid Tovah. And he's Tovah with this Gemi on, so the name of Hashem won't be erased. Rav Yossi Omer, La'olam Yorid B'Tovah Kedarko. Rav Yossi says he could be Tovah normally without putting anything on. Uvevad Shlo Yishavshik, as long as he doesn't rub and actually erase it, B'maisa. Okay, so what do we have over here? Rav Yossi holds that even though you're indirectly causing the shame to be erased, that's okay. And the Rabbanan hold you can't even indirectly cause it to be erased. So it comes out the Rabbanan hold that Grumma is Aser, and the Reb Yossi holds Grumma is Mutter. And it's the exact opposite by Gram Kibui. There Reb Yossi holds Gram Kibui is Aser, and the Rabbanan hold Gram Kibui is Mutter. Marsa Shani Hasum the Omar Krav the Badatem Ishmam and Amakamahulo Sasum came Hashem Lokeche. Asiyahu the Asir Grama Shari. No, what's it called? The question on Rabbi Yossi is no question. Why? Because over there, by Shem Hashem, it says the Farish, you shouldn't do it. Right? Lo Sasa came Hashem Lokeche. That's how we know you're not allowed to raise Shem Hashem. You should destroy Avodah Zarah, but don't do that to Hashem. In other words, don't destroy things that are Kodesh. Don't destroy Shem Hashem. So that's what we learn, that you're not allowed to erase Shem Hashem from this pasuk. Lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem. So there, since it says asiyah, it's only actually doing it the poel that's asur. Asiyah hu da'asur. Grav ashori. But over there, indirectly doing it is okay. Because the Torah said specifically, lo sasun, don't do it. Mashma, that if you only cause it indirectly, that's okay. That's not part of this issue. Mashen came by Shabbos is different. Okay, yihachi. Right? What's the difference between that and Shabbos? Shabbos also. The Isser is Losasa Komalacha. The Torah said, don't do it. Mashma, that if you're learning that Asiyah is not, Grum is not Asiyah, you're not actually doing it. You're only causing it indirectly, right? Then by Shabbos should be the same thing. Indirect Malacha on Shabbos should be Mutter too, right? So you can't tell me there's a difference between Mechikas Hashem and Shabbos, because by Mechikas Hashem it says Asiyah, by Shabbos it also says Asiyah. Right? Asiyah Uda Asa, Grom Ashari. Mara says, no. Mitosh Adam Bo, Amamono, Yishoris Le Asi Lichbuye. Now, really, Rabbi Yossi holds that Gram Kibui is Mutter. But, and Mitzad Gram Kibui be Mutter. The problem over here is, if we permit you to do something that will indirectly put out the fire, since you're what's it called, very panicky about putting out the fire, you'll end up going one step further and put it out mamish. So here, Rabbi Yossi prohibited. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibui is Mutter. And therefore, Grama is Mutter, wherever you need, where the Isser is doing, this is not called doing. It's only indirectly doing. So, what's it called? Really, Rabbi Yossi holds it's Mutter to do. The only thing is, over here by the fire, we're afraid that if we let you do what's Mutter, you're going to go and do what's Asser. So they Asser even what's Mutter. Where it says, Yihachi kasha to Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. So we're still stuck with the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan hold by Kibui, Gram Kibui is Mutter. And by Mechikas Hashem, they hold Gram Kibui. Gram Mechika is also. So it's the difference between Grama, if it's erasing Hashem's name, or it's putting out a fire. Rabbi Yossi, we said, holds across the board Gram Kibui and Grama of erasing Hashem's name is Mutter. Except by the Kibui, they assert it because they're afraid that you'll come to put it out mamish. But the Rabbanan, who hold that by Gram Kibui is Mutter, why is Gram Mechika Asher? Where it says, Uma Hasam to Adam Bala Ma'on Ashari, and it's a Kavach Omer. If the Rabbanan permit Gram Kibui, where you could possibly come to do it on purpose, right, because a person's panicky, Hachalo Koshkein, sure they should allow Gram Mechika, where there's no panic or whatever, that we're afraid the guy's going to do it on purpose. All he's going to do is indirect. Why should there be, if there it's Mutter, surely over here it should be Mutter. Gemara says, the Tispera, hai gemi hechidami. The whole thing doesn't make sense. If you learn at the Rabbanan hold, that the reason you put the gemi on is in order to avoid erasing it indirectly, then it doesn't make sense. Why? Because how is this gemi talking? Ida mahadik, if it's talking where it's tight and it won't let water in, right? Havi chatzitza. Then how can you be tovu with a tight gemi on your skin, it prevents the water from reaching your skin. It's no tefillah. It's a chatzitza. I lo mehadik, I li be'mai. And if it's not tight, then it's going to erase the Shem Hashem. But manav shach, how does this get me hurt? Help. If it's tight, the tefillah is no tefillah. And if it's not tight, then it's going to erase the Shem Hashem. What's the gemi going to help? If you hold gram mechika as asur, then putting a gemi on, which is loose, is gram mechika. Yes. So Mara says, chatzitza typically mishum dio. If you're worried about chatzitza, the ink itself, with the shade is written on, is a chatzitza between the water and your skin. What it says, belacha, it's still wet. and wet dough, the Tanya Hadam, Vahadyo, Vahadvash, Vacholov, Yveshim Chotzim, Lachimenu Chotzim. If they're still wet, then ink and blood or whatever, not a chatzitza. Okay? It's wet, then it's what's it called, it still has a Shem Hashem, right? But it's not dry yet, so it's not a chatzitza. So the ink itself won't be a chatzitza. So if you put the gemi on tight, it's going to be a chatzitza. If you put it on loose, it's going to erase the Shem Hashem, what you gain. Mikomakom kasha. Lemaisa, we're back to the original question. Why the rabbanan hold you have to put a gemi on? If it's tight, the tefillah is not going to be good. If it's loose, it's going to erase the Shem Hashem anyway. Mara says, Elo marava barav shila, hainu tamayu, the rabbanan, the kesavri osur lamod bifnei Hashem oru. No, they don't, they hold it's mutter to indirectly erase Shem Hashem. That's not the reason you're putting the gemi on. And you're putting it on loose, and the water's going to get in, so you could be tovel. And the water's going to erase the Shem Hashem, which is only gram mechika. And the rabbanan l'shitasim hold that gram mechika is mutter. Okay, so why do you have to put the gemi on? Because you're not allowed to stand naked in front of Shem Hashem. So you have to cover up the Shem Hashem that you shouldn't be naked with the Shem Hashem open on your arm. So Michlal, the Rabbi Yossi. So now it comes out that the machlokus between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan by Mechikas Hashem has nothing to do with ground people. Everybody holds you could erase the Shem Hashem as long as you're not doing it directly. And the machlokus only is, Lechora, do you have to put a gemi on because you're not allowed to stand naked in front of the Shem Hashem. The Rabbanan holds you have to put a gemi on, and it would imply that Rabbi Yossi holds you don't, that you're allowed to stand naked before Shem Hashem. The Rabbi Yossi sover mutter lam b'fnei Hashem oru. The Gemara says, no, he also holds you're not allowed to. He holds the monach yodai allowed. You put your hand over it. I, Rabbana Nami, the monach yodai allowed. Right? Why doesn't the Rabbana hold it's good enough to put your hand over it? Why do you have to put it gemi? Zim, the mishtalei, the shakilei. Because sometimes you'll take your hand off. So if you don't put something that's there, what's it called, more kavua, we're afraid you'll take your hand away, and then you'll be naked in front of the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi Nami, zim, the mishtalei, the shakilei. Right, Rabbi Yossi, why doesn't he worry about that? Why isn't Rabbi Yossi worried that what's it called, that you'll take it away? It's talking where you don't have a gemi, what's it called, readily available. Do you have to go look for one, or should you go be told them, right, and just put their hand over the Shem Hashem? That's the machlokes. Everybody holds that ultimately you're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. The shaila only is, and if you have a gemi, you should put it on. If you don't have a gemi, then the question is, should you go looking for one before you're togel? Or should you be togel and put your hand on and not go looking for a gemi? Right? Rabbanan savrei tzvila bizmano lav mitzvah umhadrina. The Rabbanan hold that even if you miss being togel in the proper time, and you're togel later because you're looking around for a gemi, it's nishkaferla. Because tzvila bizmano is not a mitzvah. You don't have to, tzvila is only a hechsher. You want to be tar, so you're tovah. There's no mitzvah that's going to be tovah the first time that you're allowed to be tovah. The tefillah is, if you want to be tar, right, then you have to be tovah. But there's no halacha, you have to be tovah. Rabbi Yossi sover, tefillah b'zmana, mitzvah v'lo mahadrinan. And Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah, and therefore you don't look around for a gemi because you may miss tefillah b'zmana. You may miss the time that's proper to be tovah. Right, it'll become dark or whatever, or maybe you miss the Zman HaTvila. But Tanya, Hazava, what's it called? The Mordechai says, the Sover of Yossi Tvila is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi holds Tvila Bizman is a mitzvah, and therefore you don't look around for a gemi and just put your hand over it, and the Rabbanan holds Tvila Bizman is not a mitzvah, therefore you look around for a gemi and it's not enough with your hand because you may take it off. But Tanya, Hazava, HaMitzorav, HaMitzoraz, Boil, Nida, V'tomei, Meis, Tvilosim, Biyom. All of these tumas, zava, mitzora, mitzoras, a person who is boil and needle becomes tame like her, and a tame nes, all of their tefillas are in the daytime. They're tovel in the daytime. Nida v'yoledes, tefillas in belayla, and nida, and a yoledes, tovel at night. Balkeri tova v'holich kol ayom kula, and a balkeri can be tova the whole day. Okay? So now, what's it called? In order they should be able to daven. This is talking on Yom Kippur. All of these people on Yom Kippur are allowed to be tovel because it's not tefillah shel hanoah, it's tefillah shel mitzvah. They're not doing it for tainug, and rechitza that's not for tainug is mutter. So you're allowed to be tovel on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi omer min amincha lemaila eino tzorech litvo. Rabbi Yossi says that he doesn't have to be tovel if it's already after Mincha. In other words, he davened Mincha, and he already davened Ne'ilah, then what's it called? Or he holds it Ne'ilah, you could daven at night, so there's no more purpose for a Balkari to be total. Because he's already davened, and the only reason of a Balkari being total is for the sake of davening. Mashma, the tefillah of his man is not a mitzvah. Because otherwise it would be an inyan to be tovel at the first possible time you're allowed to be tovel. Not wait for later. Right? Where it says, I hear Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda he, to omer daya tefillah b'achrona. Now that goes, not according, that's not Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda taka holds that a woman who has many, many tefillahs to do, she doesn't have to be tovel each one. She has to be tovel the last one that will cover all the different possible doubts. See Rashi. Okay. At kli kfar sichin cheres ha'osim they also offer chazaku. The ain mishtan. Alma the Rabbi Yossi the gram kibui tvei mekel with the rabbanan. When it comes to gram kibui, Rabbi Yossi is more mekel than rabbanan, and he holds that there are more kelim you're allowed to use than the rabbanan hold. The chitema epoch masnisen, the tani bereisha divir Rabbi Yossi, the chachomim osrim bechli cheres chadoshim. And if you'll say, let's turn around the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds a gram kibui as mutter. He's the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who said that it's awesome. Rabbi Yossi the Braisa, the Mashim the Bahano, the Paki Molde, the Hokfar Sichin of Farchananiu, the Kshori, and the Braisa which says that Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't use Kalim that'll break. Mashma gram kibui is awesome. L'divreim Komerlu. He's saying it according to the Rabbanan. You hold the gram kibui is awesome. And therefore you hold that you can't use any kalim except metal. So I'm telling you no. Even according to you, you should be allowed to use these kalim because they're very strong. They won't break. According to me, you could use any kalim because I don't care if they break. But you hold your worry if they're going to break, and therefore you say only metal, these things won't break either. The Didi call a kalim shor, the gram kibui mutter. I hold all of them are mutter because gram kibui is mutter. Elo the Didchu noida srisu gram kibui. At least to me, with these kalim, there's not even a grum, and they're not going to break. Right now we think you put the gemi on, so the name of Hashem shouldn't be erased. And even though it's only a grum. If that's the case, then according to the Rabbanan, indirectly causing Hashem's name to be erased is Aser, and Rabbi Yossi holds his mutter, which is the exact opposite of what they hold by grum kibui. You can't rub it because then you're mamish erasing it with a mice. That's not gram. That's not indirect. That's direct. The tisbra, the hocha gemi, that's ruchur rabbanim yishum shlo yimachiku. The reason for the gemi is it shouldn't be erased. Hai gemi hechidami. That's impossible. That can't be the reason for the gemi, right? How's it talking that it protects you? Either mahadik, if it's tight, shlo yikansubo amayim, it prevents the water from coming in. The yimchak, and therefore it prevents the Shem Hashem from being erased, havi chatzitza. Then it's what's it called? It's a chatzitza, so you can't be tovel like that. The idolo mahadik lipsaro, if it's not tight, so it lets the water in, aili b'maya v'eno megim melimchok, it's going to be erased. So what's the purpose of this gemi? If the purpose of the gemi is that the Shem shouldn't be erased, it's not going to work. Typically, mishum diyo. Shemar says, no, if you're worried about chatzitzas, the ink itself is a chatzitza between your body and the water. The low gemi, no michayitz, the yo, mishani v'leichon. And where it says, no, that's not a problem. It's talking about wet ink. Wet ink is not a chatzitza. Mikomakom kasher, gemi v'rabbonin lamlu. So according to Rabbanan, we need the gemi. Monefshach. If it's going to prevent the mechikas Hashem, it's not going to be a good tefillah. And if it's going to be a good tefillah, it's not going to prevent mechikas Hashem. It's going to be loose. Mechlal de Rabbi Yossi, bit me of haksiv lo yira b'chayr v'stavar. So where it says, no, you need the gemi that you shouldn't stand naked in front of Shem Hashem. But anichonami, also racing is okay. So now we've answered the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds gram kibui is mutter and gram nechikas Hashem is mutter. But you need a loose gemi, even though the Shem Hashem is going to be erased, that you shouldn't be standing in front of the Shem Hashem naked. So what says, and what does Rabbi Yossi hold? He holds you're allowed to stand in front of the Shem Hashem naked. It says, well, yira b'choyer v'stavar. That's awesome. Elamai, Rabbi Yossi holds, you put your hand on it. So why don't the Rabbanan hold you put your hand? Because they're afraid you may take away your hand. So you need something there more permanent. So then why is Rabbi Yossi not afraid you would take away your hand? So Moshe says, Enochanami, if you have a gemi available, everybody holds you have to put a gemi. The question is where there is no gemi. Is it preferable to look around for one, even though you may delay the tefillah to a time when it's not the Iker mitzvah? And what's it called? We hold the tefillah bezmana is not a mitzvah. Or better not to delay the tefillah and to rely on your hand and not to look around for the gemi, in order that you should do the tefillah in its proper time. The mother of Yoshi, the tzorek lichruch of gemi, v'lo sagi le'lanuche yodav alav. Even Rabbi Yoshi says it's not enough normally to put your hand on it. You have to put a gemi because you're afraid you'll take your hand away. Dilma mishli v'shokal le'li yodav. Tefillah v'zmana mitzvah, d'chsiv, v'hoya lichnos erav yirchatz b'mayim. It says in the Torah, and there, then, before evening, and those people have to be tovel in the daytime, that's what it's talking about over there, so before evening, you should be tovel. And they hold, that's a mitzvah. It says beferish, v'hoya lichnos erav yirchatz b'mayim. It's a tzibui, right? Lav mitzvah, the ilomashkach gemi ha'idna lishtoy ad-lamach. If you won't find a gemi now, you wait till tomorrow to be tovel. Right, l'man v'yomer lab mitzvah, kra eitz atova kamasha. The pasuk's not a chiyuv. The pasuk's telling you an eitz atova. You want to be tar, you should go to the mikveh. Not that you have to go to the mikveh. If you don't want to be tar, no problem. Right, just don't do things that a tummy is not allowed to do. But you don't have to become tar. So he learns the pasuk's only telling you an eitz atova. K'dei sheyarev shim sho b'yom la'achar tefillah. Because if you wait till the next day to go to tefillah, till the night, you're going to have to wait a whole day before you become tar. Because you go to the mikveh, and you need harik shemesh. You need then, after you go to the mikveh, the sun to set. So if you're going to go at night, you're going to need a whole day before you're going to become tar. If you go now in the afternoon, you'll be tar in an hour or two. Shem yamtin litbalat alayla lo yelo harik shemesh ad leil hamachras. You won't have harik shemesh till the next night. So it's an eitz atova. Go to the mikveh as soon as you can. Okay, the rest of the Rashi's and whatever there is to say over here, we'll say tomorrow. We only have a small daf tomorrow.